Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Dave Wood saw an insect carrying a wasp, carrying a caterpillar, and beginning to put it down a little tunnel in the dirt, and wondered what was going on, wondered whether the wasp actually fed on the caterpillar. This is one of those sand wasps that paralyzes the caterpillar, puts it down the tunnel, lays an egg on it, closes the tunnel, and then the egg hatches into a larva that takes the caterpillar and changes it into a wasp. One of the wasps with a very narrow connection between the abdomen and the thorax. They're called thread-waisted wasps because the waist is like a little thread. And then I also got something from Casey Herbert, another wasp that was digging in the ground. These were both solitary wasps. They don't really protect their nesting area. And this one had actually paralyzed a katydid or a grasshopper.